Cauldron FM.
Online.
The sound of magic.
Around the planet on the World Wide Web. Internet radio.
Well, hi. Thank you ever so much for joining us on this special day of Mabon. Not only is it a fantastic pagan festival, as you all know, it is also a day where I am celebrating and announcing the release of the new album that I and a lot of friends have been working on. We are very, very proud of this album, and I hope that you'll appreciate it as well. The new album will be available via my Bandcamp profile, and it's available as a digital download, or you can, through the site and also through me directly, you can order hard copies of it. The hard copies will be available at a cost of £9. The digital download is £7. But what I thought I would do, because one or two of the contributors to the album are not actually going to be able to get hold of the CD in time, I thought I would allow everybody else to benefit from that situation. So there follows a release day preview of the whole album. I hope that everybody likes it. I look forward to looking at the Bandcamp site and seeing lots and lots of downloads. But seriously, thank you ever so much for taking part in this whole project. I hope you enjoy it. If you want to get hold of a copy of it, my page on Bandcamp is White Raven, which is spelt with a Y, W-H-Y-T-E-R-A-V-E-N, .bandcamp.com. So I'll leave you now with the sound of feminine magic. Blessed be. Welcome and merry meet. I am the Merlin, and you are about to listen to the second volume of the Merlin Collection, and this is entitled Feminine Magic. The volume consists of 13 poems plus a bonus additional piece. These poems were written over a period of 13 days and were all inspired by the work of visionary artist Peter E. Prokovnik. Each of the 13 pieces is read by a different lady, the majority of whom have never taken part in anything like this before. So sit back comfortably, relax, and allow the images to form in your mind as you listen to Feminine Magic. Enjoy, and blessed be. The Lady Joanna.
The gift. An eagle beats its wings and soars as lightning crackles o'er the tor. The sky turns purple in the night. With feathered wings the bird takes flight. The priestess looks towards the sky, focused on that bird so high. A gift is brought, a message wound from afar on mortal ground. To Avalon's isle beyond the mist, the eagle's sent upon a quest, to gather maidens dark and fair, and bring them into goddess care. The mists are closing deep and cold, to protect within the island's soul, from those who'd see her be undone, those without sight, the mortals' sons.
The Lady Gloria.
Moon Witch. Dressed in white, she stands alone,
with candles, symbols, standing stones, the full moon rising at her back, the eagle there against attack. What magic symbols she holds dear, to summon faithful to draw near. Incantations rising high, soaring up to midnight sky. The crescent moon upon her brow tingles with her goddess power. The call is sent this power night to reach its goal by morning light. Come, my sisters, journey home. There is much magic to be done. Chanting, runes and herbs to use, no single moment must we lose.
The Lady Kirsty.
Crystal Cave. Standing here in robes of white, crystals sparkling round her bright, she feels the power of full moonlight, great magic woven on this night. Adorned with colours, orange, green, gazing across the summer sea, she knows her strength is goddess-born, her sisters sent her silent call. Unite the power that we share, build our magic in the air, maiden, mother and a crone, power of crystals, sacred stones. As we sisters join our thoughts, we fill the earth with awesome force, a gift we must impart for free, to all who need it, blessed be.
The Lady Rebecca.
Force of nature. A pentacle drawn on the ground, amongst dark trees, a rhythmic sound. Power builds with every beat, finding strength from head to feet. Hair thrown back, her body sways. Blood is pumping through her veins. She feels it building in her core, with every moment needing more. Her heart is pounding in her chest, yet still there is no time for rest. Fireflies dance between her toes, and with each breath the magic flows. Primal screaming from her lips, power flowing through her hips. The force of nature makes her high, as lightning crackles in the sky. And in the moment she is spent, body limp and gently bent, kneeling softly on the floor, spent completely to her core.
The Lady Joan.
Moon Mother. Avalon mists rise up to meet you as you stand in silent thought. Robes wrapped tight against your body hold you close and keep you warm. You watch the lake as moonlight bathes you as you stand in silent thought. Thoughts and feelings kept in silence, standing, waiting, watching, or the sword held proudly at your shoulder. As you stand in silent thought, do you think about your children, priestess, maiden, mother, crone? Amulets adorn your forearms as you stand in silent thought. Your lips held closed in resolution as you think what may befall. You see the future stretch before you as you stand in silent thought. Moon Mother, Merlin, both together, Oak Grove waiting, feel the call. You know the future is uncertain as you stand in silent thought. The mists may close within your future unless the words are spread afar. But the way is far from simple as you stand in silent thought. Not every seeker gets the calling to pass beyond the sacred port. To climb atop the Tor at solstice and to stand in silent thought. Moon Mother holds you in her comfort, a daughter of Avalon, newly born.
The Lady Carline.
Rainbow Bridge. A secret place, a far-off land, with memories and unborn plans. A place of comfort and of peace, with grasses swaying at your feet. A distant shore not often seen, cloaked in mist, a waking dream. But access will not be denied, if you have truth within your mind. To reach it is a mighty quest, and one that will create a test. Yet hands will join inside the mist where the rainbow bridge exists. And you can join us in this hour and share with us our magic power. If you can cross the rainbow bridge, you can play your part in this.
The Lady Bridget.
Spellbound, so as you gaze into the ball and focus on this moonlit night, send your magic far and wide as goddess power you call down to bring awareness to the fore and bring attention to our lore. Summon maiden, mother, crone as goddess power you call down to use our power. Within the world, we let our power upwards curl and weave a gentle magic spell as goddess power we call down. By weaving knowledge we all know, we take the world to somewhere new. So summon forth the power of three and end our work, so mote it be.
The Lady Shiori.
This is the poem White Witch. Looking from an ink-blue sky, towards the hen she casts her eye. Starlight twinkles, crescent glow. Earth awakes as magic flows. The lady wears a knowing smile, and something in her face beguiles a secret kept within her mind that with a little work you'll find. You know that you are goddess born, and from a line long since begun. With certain powers you possess, we look to you, the earth, to bless. And help us make it whole again, by thunder, lightning, wind, and rain. With bell and candle, book and sword, bring peace and love throughout the world.
The Lady Amanda Jane.
Solstice. Standing alone by the magical hillside, eyes looking up to the gold of the sky. Waiting in silence, no voices around me. The moment draws closer, my senses rise high. I climb to the peak with the greatest elation, knowing her power is with me today. Something exciting is building within me. Futures are changing forever this day. I sit on the grass and I welcome the sunrise, with deep meditation of solitude born. Knowing the pictures revealed in this moment, show my life's work in the simplest of form. My life plays before me, yet nothing is certain. My time with the goddess begins on the tour. I welcome the lady on this very morning. At solstice I'm dancing and greeting the dawn.
The Lady Stephen.
This poem is called You. The gathering cloud in the darkening sky, the eagle is watching, his wings open wide. The cauldron is boiling with some potent brew, as witchcraft is forming below the great yew. Boil, cauldron, bubble, the three women say. The power of magic be with us this day. With chanting and singing our spellcraft we make, and building the power with root of mandrake. And now the sun fades down past the gate. The bell in the tower chimes 8:13. The cross of the Celtic so white and so proud, the eagle is watching from up in the clouds. Blessed the maiden, the mother, the crone, believe in their magic and honor the stones laid by our forebears in time long since gone, when life was so simple and enemies none. Love, light, and blessed be.
The Lady Cindy.
Feminine magic. As I sit in silence day on day, sowing gemstones as I pray, to the goddess keep him safe, as I do this scabbard make. The magic sword is powerful, and with these spells incredible, none can hurt the future king. except the cunning downfall bring. So I weave within a trance, nimble fingers gaily dance. Across the ages I recall the potent symbols I was taught. My female magic holds this power to keep my brother safe this hours. And so, my goddess, do I ask my king, my brother, safely back.
The Lady Michelle.
The Goddess Moon. A silver light in a darkened sky. She watches, guiding you and I. With pure clear sight she sees it all. So will you answer to her call. The mysteries along the way will be shown to you one day. Step by step you walk the path, with Fae to help you learn her craft. Spirit, spell and candle work, the Goddess Moon you will not shirk. Craft and knowledge gaining strength, until the crescent you can take. A priestess of the Goddess Moon, with book and candle, bell and rune. Building power at each moon dark, silver flash and lightning spark.
The Lady Ruth.
My heart belongs to Avalon. My heart belongs to Avalon, and has for years since I began to make my travels to her shores and learn the ways of magic lore. She called me once, she called me twice, but had no need to make it thrice. I heard the voice within my mind, her teaching I was soon to find. But yet, the way has not been easy. I met some serpents on the journey, silver tongues and venom breath, creeping up in silent stealth. Yet I survived their poisoned words, and worked much harder to be heard, to speak my truth for Avalon, whilst knowing they have not yet gone. As these words come to their end, I bid you safe, my unseen friend. And one day soon I will return to rest once more in mother's womb. Love, light, and blessed be.
That brings us to the end of the last poem in the second part of the Merlin collection. I would like to thank Joanna, Gloria, Kirsty, Rebecca, Joan, Carlene, Bridget, Shiori, Amanda Jane, Stevie, Cindy, Michelle, Ruth, and Catherine, for making this whole work possible. I truly hope that you have enjoyed this work as much as we have enjoyed creating it for you. So that we can keep you up to date with what we are doing, we would invite you to join our mailing list. You can do this by sending a request by email stating mailing in the subject line to moonshadowmedia@mail.com. Now all that remains is for me to hand you back to the Lady Catherine to bring you our final bonus poem. Love, light, and blessed be. Merlin. The Lady Catherine.
Merry meet and blessed be. I am a witch and both blessed and free. Happy in forests surrounded by trees. With bell, book and candle I flourish at night. I dance with the moonbeams and hide in plain sight. From calling the corners to casting a spell. Not just on my own, but with sisters as well. With healings and blessings for all kinds of folk. From Lammas to Beltane we magic invoke. But in the dark ages they hunted us down. Burned at the stake in full view of the town. They tried to defeat us by ending our days, but what they forgot was our skill in all ways. We came back far stronger than ever before, respecting our goddess and natural law. And so as I leave you, continue to be. Merry meet is our greeting, so now, blessed be. Thank you.
Nay.